Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Michael's breathing. Date of birth is 1/29/1959. Date of procedure is January 17, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Golter. Referring physician is Dr. Evgeny Golter. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is right upper quadrant pain, comma, abnormal CAT scan with with thickening of the duodenum. Description procedure informed concerns obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as among us, well explained to the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy seat, placed in left lateral position. Sedators for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care period. While repeated limpus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, and esophagus period. A retroflex view is obtained of the cardio period, air resection from the stomach before draw the scope period. The patient saw the procedure well done, any complications, findings. The proximal limit esophagus appeared unremarkable. Neckline, the distal esophagus was irregular with the Z-line at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Next time there was three tongues of salmon-colored mucosa. This was C0M1.5. Biopsies were obtained per the Seattle protocol for evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was a widely patent Schatzky's ring and a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was gastric erythema. Noted biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology. Next line, there was there was gastric fundus polyps. These were diminutive in size, and there were three that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb and sweep erythema and erosions. Noted biopsies were obtained for histology, comma, the ampulla appeared unremarkable, comma, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy, pathology. Next line, recommend trial of famotidine 40 milligrams daily. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Reflux precautions were explained, and patient was educated on avoidance of NSAIDs.